Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre. Bizarre File.
Here's Philadelphia story.
Oh,
that's local. Actually, pretty in Marissa's neighborhood. Authorities say a licensed gun owner shot and wounded a man who smashed her car window with a crowbar during a rush hour road rage confrontation. Officers were called to the 2200 block of Market Street just before 5:30 for reports of a shooting victim, and police found a 22-year-old man suffering a gunshot wound to the groin.
Whoa.
And they drove him to Penn Presbyterian Hospital. He was admitted in critical condition. Chief Inspector Scott Small told reporters that the shooting happened about 8 blocks away during a road rage incident at the intersection of 30th and Chestnut. Investigators believe that during the confrontation, the man approached the 27-year-old woman's car and smashed her passenger side window with a crowbar.
Attacking her.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, and the passenger side window, if it goes through, it's hitting you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so the woman fired a shot from inside her car that struck the man in the groin. She drove to a family member's house and then called police.
Okay, she did the right thing.
Yeah, she did the right thing. So authorities say that the man retreated to his vehicle after being shot and drove several blocks to 23rd and Market.
Ow, my balls.
Where he fell out of his vehicle onto the roadway. The woman who fired at the man is cooperating with investigators, and she was not injured during the incident, and there are no charges filed as of this moment.
Crazy.
Wow. I love this story. A man... who asked Reddit for advice on how to cover his dumb tattoo, was overwhelmed with comments insisting that he keep it, accidentally becoming a meme in the process and inspiring others to get the same body art. So his name is Lewis Murray. He's a 25-year-old from Southern California, and he posted a photo in the subreddit, which is Tattoo Designs. And the tattoo on his leg are a series of words, and it just says... Shrimps is bugs.
That's like a tattoo we would give.
Shrimps is bugs. And he asked users for suggestions how to cover it up. He wrote, I need ideas for horizontal design for this dumb tattoo I got above my name when I was 19. Well, the post received 11,800 upvotes and 2,000 comments, but the reaction wasn't what he expected. He told the publication that an email exchange... instead of ideas on how to remove the random tattoo, he was inundated with responses of people who begged him to keep it.
You know, my one issue with the tattoo is that the H doesn't look quite right. The B has B goes up a lot higher. The H needs to go, because right now it almost looks like shrimps have his bugs, right?
So Murray said he couldn't fully remember the backstory of the tattoo, but it started as an inside joke with his friends. He said, I think my roommate said it once. And then it just escalated into this thing that we would say to each other all the time. You know, one of those group of friends phrases. And he said, I was getting a different tattoo with my friend, and he dared me to get shrimps as bugs as well.
All right, I'm challenging both of you to get this tattoo on your forehead. Hey, roast beef.
Okay.
Hey, roast beef.
On my forehead, I'll do it.
His pals laugh at the time, so he considered it a success. But years later, he was ready to get rid of it. He had anticipated the strong reaction that it would receive online, or he hadn't anticipated that. He said, I didn't expect it, and it's weird to go viral for something I'm embarrassed about. And now other people have gotten the tattoo, and they have started another Reddit of shrimps as bugs.
Oh, we've seen far worse. Mm-hmm. And actually, the tattoo itself is well done.
Shrimps as bugs. All right, a story out of Florida. A Deltona man was arrested early Sunday morning after crashing into a utility pole and then showing up at someone's house naked. Deputy said they responded around 2:14 a.m. after receiving reports of the crash. Upon arrival, deputies found a pickup truck that had crashed into and completely severed a nearby utility pole. However, investigators said that the driver wasn't at the scene. Less than an hour later, deputies responded to a home. After getting reports of a burglary, and they found a naked man banging on the door. Responding deputy said they found 39-year-old Kevin Gardner at the home. He was seen with several injuries on his face and legs. He was the owner of the crash truck, though he told deputies the truck had been stolen. He then changed his story several times, saying that he had seizures and didn't remember anything.
Ah, all right.
Breath test revealed
and
that...
And nudity? Did he explain that?
No, he did not. His blood alcohol was higher than the legal limit. He was later arrested and faces charges of burglary, indecent exposure, criminal mischief, resisting an officer, and DUI. Speaking of cars, and I'm certain there are many people that have done this, but there's video of it. A video of a woman attempting to put gas into her Tesla at a gas station.
Went viral
earlier this month. The social media influencer told the Daily Star she had simply forgotten the car doesn't take gas. I will bet you that has happened many times over.
There's a picture. It was a popular meme. It was someone at a gas station attempting to gas up their Tesla.
She said,
and there is that port, obviously, for the battery.
She said, I honestly don't know what I was doing. It was the end of a long day, and the car is brand new. This is Danielle Wright. She said, I just rolled up to the gas station thinking about the treats I was going to get from the counter rather than the fact that my car doesn't actually need gas. So if it's happened to you, don't worry. You're not alone. And then we will do one more story. The ultra-wealthy tech entrepreneur Brian Johnson recently recruited his 17-year-old son, Talmaj, and his 70-year-old father, Richard, to join him in a trigenerational blood exchange.
What the hell is that?
In April, the trio visited Resurgence Wellness, a futuristic-looking medical spa in Arlington.
Welcome.
Talmaj Johnson got a liter of his blood removed and about a fifth of the blood in his entire, which is about a fifth of the blood in his body.
A liter?
Yeah, and separated into the parts before the plasma was reinfused into his father.
Do they call that vampire blood, that treatment?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Brian Johnson then donated a liter of blood products to his 70-year-old father, and no one donated blood back to the 17-year-old.
So we're talking the lead singer of AC/DC.
No, different guy. This isn't the first time Brian Johnson has made headlines with wild anti-aging ideas, though. As far as we know, it's the first time he had brought his son into the theories. Johnson made his fortune as the founder of Braintree, a web and mobile payment company that was acquired by Venmo and later sold to PayPal. So the dude's got loads and loads of money.
It is. And the guy has become to known as a guy who does a lot of stuff with this, you know, constantly chasing youth.
He spends at least $2 million a year chasing the fountain of youth.
Yeah.
And his newest venture, Project Blueprint, involves doing everything possible to reverse the aging process. This includes following strict dietary guidelines, rigid schedule of sleep and exercise, frequent medical exams, and following the advice of a 29-year-old doctor who finished medical school right before the pandemic. To top it off, it appears his quest to stay young now involves infusion of young blood, a practice that is so far scientifically unproven, and the FDA does not recommend it either.
How much more desperate is his quest going to become as the years advance?
Yeah.
I mean, right now, he's still relatively young. This could all fall in the category of just having good genes.
Yeah, he's 45.
Yeah.
So he's, but we'll wait and see on this. But, he's visited the wellness clinic several times for anonymous blood, but now he's using his son's blood.
Yeah.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
In Louisiana, a 12-year-old boy was hospitalized Saturday after a speeding ice cream truck crashed into an apartment building.
Aren't they supposed to slow down?
Yeah. Police investigators say the driver of the ice cream truck was speeding when the driver ran a red light and then through an apartment complex parking lot before crashing into the apartment building.
Wow.
The 12-year-old boy was inside the apartment when the truck crashed through.
Come on, run, you little bastards.
He was taken to the hospital and is reported to be in stable condition. The driver was also taken to the hospital, but his condition was unknown at this time. Police did not say why the driver was speeding through the area, nor what charges he may be facing. And that investigation is ongoing. A Florida zoo has apologized for offering an encounter where visitors could pet a kiwi, New Zealand's national bird, following outrage in the animal's home country. It says that it has stopped the practice. An online petition to help save Peora, the nocturnal flightless bird at Zoo Miami, garnered more than 10,000 signatures in 2 days this week.
Am I missing something here? Is that considered bad taste?
Well, video broadcast by New Zealand outlet One News showed the creature taken out of its enclosure and firmly petted as one of the zoo's up-close animal encounters, which is offered for $23.36.
That seems fair.
Dressed, Jessica Christensen, the New Zealander who spotted the petition, wrote on the website that Kiwis were precious, not American toys or America's toys. The bird is so beloved by New Zealanders that the country's humans are often referred to as Kiwis.
Mm-hmm.
And New Zealand Prime Minister Chris Hipkin, in a news conference yesterday, thanked Zoo Miami for stopping the encounter program. He said
they were ready to go to war.
They've acknowledged that what they were doing wasn't appropriate or wasn't right and wasn't fair to the Kiwi.
Just want to let you know we've stopped the practice with your stupid bird.
So they love the Kiwis that much
in
New Zealand. They are interesting.
They should have sent a picture of them with the Kiwi on a spit.
On a spit, right. Yeah.
I also think they're endangered, and maybe that's the reason.
That could be it. But weren't they looking to raise funds to send a Kiwi to school or something?
I don't know. It very well could be. All right, airline baggage hacks are rampant on social media, but this one in particular didn't fly. Jetstar Airways fined Adriana Ocampo and Emily Altamura $40 after they tried to avoid paying the airline's baggage fee by donning more than 13 pounds of clothing each.
Why would that be illegal?
The 19-year-olds were on their way back to Adelaide, Australia from Melbourne after a girls' trip. Both of their bags were way over the weight limit of $15. Way over the limit of 15 pounds. So they decided to wear their clothes to avoid paying an additional fee.
If you showed up wearing that clothing, okay, it's because I'm tired of the thing that occurs right in front of the ticket and luggage counter where the luggage gets opened up and suddenly they're trying to decide how to reparse everything to avoid it's annoying. But if you show up wearing that clothing, that wouldn't be an issue, right?
Yeah, I that's a good question. I'm not really sure.
This is the way I dress.
Ocampo was seen laughing in the video as a pair layered on layer after layer of T-shirts and jackets. Ocampo even stuffed an iPad in her pants.
Well, that's a problem.
She also had to pile on more clothes after a attendant said her baggage was still over the limit. And before we went on the flight, she said, they said, "We're sorry. We can't let you fly like this." The girls were dealt an ultimatum, either get rid of everything on their body or pay a fine or miss the flight. They ended up paying the fine.
It could be a safety issue, like if something, you know, happened and they couldn't move quickly or move, you know, as they normally would.
The same could be said for someone who is incapacitated or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I'm saying if you tied their feet together.
Did they do that?
I'm just saying, you know, I'm just saying these girls were perfectly fine without the clothes.
Yeah.
Okay. Though amused, the budget airline said they had to be fair to the other passengers. They said, while we certainly see the funny side, we have limits to carry on to make it fair for everyone. A man has been arrested in connection with screws being intentionally placed along a busy road. For 3 weeks, highway workers have cleaned up hundreds of screws, leaving punctured tires and frustrations high. According to Charles Maycomer, the highway surveyor, he said, "We've been finding an average of 30 to 50 screws every time we make a pass."
Yeah, we got more screws out here.
Maycomer says the screws were being dumped over a rough half-mile area.
Just found a 9-inch nail.
Police arrested 56-year-old Peter Vasconcellos, who lives on South Main Street, where the screws have been placed.
So are cars riding over the screws?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I said they've been leaving punctured tires and frustration time. So in his car, police said they found screws identical to those recovered from the road. Police said screws were found in the driver door's compartment, and an open box of screws was behind the center console.
It's frustrating. A couple years ago, I had to drive through this area that was under construction a couple of times. I think it was on the way to Penn Medicine, and I got two flat tires.
Sure.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Crews have been using magnets to clean up the area 3 to 4 times a day, and each time they come back and they find more, the screws have damaged dozens of people's tires. So he was doing it on purpose for whatever reason.
Bastard.
To be a dick. All right, and then finally, we will end with this one. An alligator tried pulling off a rather peculiar stunt in coastal North Carolina when it crawled into a donkey pen and tried to blend in with the other donkeys.
Tried to pass as a donkey.
It happened in South Wilmington.
That's species appropriation.
Where alligators are native and known to roam the Murky Cape Fear River. A resident called about an alligator getting into her livestock pen where her donkeys were, according to the sheriff's office. They said the alligator positioned itself next to the barn in the flower bed and would not move. She said the alligator has been on her property about 5 years in her two ponds. but now is causing a threat to her own livestock, and it's not known if the alligator was sizing up the monkeys or just exploring unfamiliar turf.
Wow.
But it is the height of alligator mating season right now. A photo shared on Facebook shows the alligator was about 5 feet long.
Is that a donkigator?
Which is smallish in a state where males can reach 13 feet and 500 pounds. A donkigator.
Yeah, they got it on.
The alligator was relocated safely into the wild, but they said it was funny that he was trying to blend in with the donkeys. And that is the last story for the Bizarre File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.